Yeah.
Okay. Hello, Rabote. You hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. I want to repeat my sentiments from yesterday, how much I miss everybody. And I really wish I could see everyone's faces. And, you know, that pains me more than whatever pain and discomfort there is otherwise. And Baruch Hashem, in the near future, we should see each other. Okay. Today, we're going to hopefully finish up the Inyan of Mechila. And I'd like you to turn in the packet to page 21. Machane Ephraim is like one of the very cluster yeshivas at Sparta. I think they say when the Rav was in Europe, and he didn't have many Sparta. And there was a Mocha Sparta that came to town from time to time, and the Rav and his father saved up enough money that they should be able to own this particular sefer, Machane Ephraim. The Machane Ephraim is a very famous yeshivish sefer on different inyanim, and inyani kosher mishpat, but other things, and it's a classic sefer. So the piece he has here in Siman Yud Aleph, Hamocha l'chaveru, mashachayiv lo, v'halova lo rotsa de b'chiloso mahu dino. Where say somebody wants to be mocha, in other words, you owe me $100, and I wanna be mocha you. I lent you $100 a month ago, and now you're supposed to pay me back. And I say I wanna be mocha. But the borrower doesn't want to accept the mechila. He insists that he wants to pay back. So the question is the mechila chal? Is mechila chal al parcha or not? That is the question. Now, without looking in the Machane Ephraim, Rabbi say, what would you say? Would mechila be chal al parcha or not?
Yes.
Who's speaking?
It's Tzvi Goodman.
Tzvi Goodman, how are you?
Good, Rabbi. How are you?
Okay. So you think it is chal?
Yeah, I think it would be mechal. For him, so out of that schus that he wouldn't have to pay, he's permitted to do it.
Well, let me ask you a question, Steve. If I want to give you a matana, and you say that you don't want to take it, you don't want to take the matana,
uh-huh.
And I push it into your hand, uh-huh. But you still say you don't want to have it.
Of course.
Are you calling it a matana or not?
No, I have to mekabel it, don't I?
What's it been?
Don't I have to mekabel it in order for me to acquire it? You could give it to me, but if I don't accept it, then it's more like only 50% of the union has been made.
So if somebody gives somebody a matana and he doesn't accept the matana, then even though he might physically be holding on to it, but if he has in mind that he doesn't want to be Kona, this object, he's not Kona. You can't be Kona something against your will. If somebody does not want to Kona something, he's not Kona about Karko. He's not Kona about Karko. Kona, to be Kona an item, you have to be the rutzon of the recipient. If the recipient does not want to attain ownership of the object does not change ownership. And the original owner still owns it, even if the owner pushed it down his pocket and made him hold on to it, it doesn't matter if there was no kavanah on the part of the recipient to matana. The question is, how do we view mechila? Do we view mechila in the same way? Do we view mechila that if you don't want to accept the mechila, mechila is sort of like a matana? Because I'm saying, you don't have to pay me back the $100. So do we say the same thing over here or not?
Rabbi?
Do we say that mechila is like a matana, and just like matana, you can't do bal korcha? Or do we say, no, mechila is somehow different, we didn't explain why, and that's the question that we have, that the Machane Ephraim is dealing with.
Rabbi?
Yeah, who's talking?
Kalman Honig.
How are you, Kalman?
I'm good, Baruch Hashem, how are you?
Okay.
Could we say maybe... I think I'm not sure if I'm like from when with the Mordechai, like let's say the Lova already has the thing in his possession, so maybe
right.
So maybe it's a different thing here because the Lova already has the matana or the milva in his possession, so maybe that's a different case than just the matana where you actually have to first give it over to the guy.
And therefore, if he already has it in his possession.
So,
maybe he could be Kone at even Bal Korcha.
Exactly.
Right, but the halakha is by a king of Chatzer. Say, I was at your house last week, and I left my Gemara in your house. Okay.
Okay.
And so I'm supposed to pick up the Gemara, right? And then I decide, you know, Talman, I want to give you the Gemara as a matana. And you say, no, you don't want to take it. So would you say, Talman, in that situation, that you can be Koneh Bal Korcha?
Well, you just left it at my house, or I was borrowing.
I left it by mistake at your house, and now I decide that instead of me picking it up, you know what, keep it as a present. And you say, no, I don't want to keep it as a present.
But isn't that maybe a little bit different than a milva, which is a case where the money the mammon that you're giving to me I actually already used or I'm not even expecting to give you back that exact mammon.
Okay, but then that's a different shot than what you said before.
Oh.
So let's see. So the Machane Ephraim, we're not going to read every line, but the word Nirin. Nirin is Firule de Matila Lohavi Hakna el Matila Ba'alma. The question is, what is the nature of Mechila? Is Mechila considered a Hakna, just like I'm giving you a present? So I'm makna you the present, so too I'm makna you the mechila. And if that be the case, then you can't do it bal korcha. Because just like you can't give a present bal korcha, you can't do a mechila bal korcha. Right? But if you say that that mechila is not a hakna, mechila is just a seal. Meaning, I have a right, if I lend you $100, I have a right to that money back. When I'm doing a mechila, I'm being misalic myself. I'm removing myself from the claim. I'm not positively mocking it to you. I'm removing my ability of the claim. So if it's a siluk, so the pshat is that it really, like you said just now, Talmud, once I lend you the money, it's yours. I just have a right to ask for it back. But if I'm the solid myself, that means I'm not capitalizing on the right I have. Memela, it's yours. But if you hold Mechila is what? A hakna. Mechila is a hakna. So then what? So then just like I can't, if I say I want to give you a present, and you say you don't want it, it doesn't work. So to mechila, if I do a mechila and you don't want the mechila, it doesn't work either. But if you hold mechila as a siluk, that means it's already yours. I just have a right to get it back. So mechila, a siluk, should be done, even by Parker, because the Selim is totally my function, me, the Malvis function. And I'm a Salik myself, so the Mele, it ends up being yours. But if Mechila is a Haknoah, so the Mele is what? If you don't accept to be a recipient, then the Haknoah cannot be Chal. So this is the famous Shaila of the Machaneh Ephraim. Is Mechila a Haknoah, or is Mechila a Selim? And the Naskamina that he gives is whether you can have Mechila Bal Korka or not. Is Mechila the Haknoah, then you can't do it Bal Korka of the recipient. But if Mechila is a Selim, so the man, that means that the money you already got already. Now I have a right to get it back, but I now forego my right. So since I forego my right right now, so the man, you get to keep it, even if it's against your will. Because you already owned it from before. When I lent it to you, that's when you own the money. It's just I have a right now to recollect it, and that right I don't want to, I also will go that right. Okay, Ramon, is that clear?
Yeah.
Okay, it's something you should think about for maybe 10 years. Okay, so that's the first Naskamina of the Machaneh Ephraim. Now, another Naskamina that's given in this Shaila is by a Kohen. What's the din by a Kohen? What do I mean, what's the din by a Kohen? Could a Kohen be more?
A cotton can't be machna.
Take a look at Rabotei in the cycler on page 22. The cycler writes, the Tosfos and Edrin Davar, she's a king in hell, and he came a riot. The Mechila the Halma of the Vav Shara Ein Atzarech King. Right? Most of the Shita is that Mechila Ein Atzarech King. Right? And he brought various riots. For example, one riot that we didn't do, you see in the verses on Sanhedrin, Vav and Aleph on the bottom, 6 lines from the bottom. The first word on the line is low. The line begins, Od Raya, me has a son, the Sof Hanosei. Shim Shasa Chotei Shonim, below Tavak Tsubasam Stamar Machwa, who below Kinney. We know there's a halacha that a woman gets to collect Ksipa, right? If God forbid there's a divorce or she becomes an almana. So the Ksuba is the amount of money that the husband obligates, right? The Ksuba, the Professor Ksuba, the Nadunya, all those monetary things, the husband is Machna, is sent at the husband's dish. When he picks up the pen or the handkerchief, that he's being matnet into the column, right? So she has the right, if there's a chas v'shalom a gerushin or a misa of the husband, then she gets to collect that money that he obligated her in the ksuba, right? Now the question is, what if a chas v'shalom the husband passes away? And the wife has a right to collect, but he doesn't collect. He's just, procrastinating. And years are going by, and she's still not collecting from the estate. So do we say that she can collect, until she's 120? Why? That's what I would have said. He obligated to her at the chasm's dish, and therefore she has a right to collect from him as long as she's alive, right? That's what I would have thought, right? But the Gemara Ksuba says no. Look where the parentheses. Ksuba says kubala namnala. Shim shasa chatei shonim v'lo tova ksubasa mistana machla. That if 25 years go by after the husband's death, She didn't collect, she didn't go to the estate to ask for the money, so we assume she's Mocha. So it's 25 years is the amount of time that Chazal said that there's no way that she could still be interested anymore, and the summer she was Mocha. Now, was there a Kenyan? Obviously not, because if there was a Kenyan that she was Mocha, then we would know for sure that she was Mocha or she wasn't Mocha. By the fact that we say that we're giving her a 25-year period of time, and after 25 years we assume that that was her mindset, that she's Mokel, so obviously there was no Kenyan. Because if it was to be told, if Mechila would be told in a Kenyan, that would mean that the person who's Mokel would have to pick up the handkerchief or the pen and be Machne the Mechila, so to speak. But so if you would need a physical Kenyan, if you need a physical Kenyan, that would be, then it wouldn't be a 25-year period. It would just be, did you do the Kenyan, or didn't you do the Kenyan? But the fact that Chazal say there's a 25-year period to know whether we can assume there was a Mechila, obviously the Mechila is just in her mind. It's not something that needs a physical Kenyan or not. Okay? And that's one of Tosis's rayas, that Mechila doesn't need a kinyan. Okay, Bashe? Mm-hmm. Oh. So the cycle writes, Tosis and Adrian Bavovamrala, Chika Kinyan, Hell when we come arayas, the Mechila the Alma Luva Chare the Sar Kinyan, the Lakora, Zover Death Holy, the Mashin Spate Kamakana Fraya Hilkus Kiyan Neaska. Whereas the Machaneh Ephraim wants to say that maybe this whole discussion, whether Mechila Tzricha Kinyan or Eilat Tzricha Kinyan, is totally in the Shaila whether Mechila is Hakna or Mechila is a Tzila. If Mechila is a Hakna, then Hakna normally needs a Kinyan. But if Mechila is a Tzila, then it doesn't. But Mechara, he's going to say later on that that's not really true. Because even if Mechila is a hakna, you don't necessarily need a kinyan chalitin because you have the kinyan, namely what? The kinyan chakta, like we saw in the Mordechai. So lechara, either way, if kinyan is a mechila or a tzila, you still don't need an extra kinyan chalitin because, like the Mordechai explained, the kinyan is already there. But then he goes on, so he says lechara is over that holy blessing is topic and not an echayin. That was kinyan meyetik. Then it says, "V'inyan chila inyan osila tafra tchuyoso kibud matetkid alma osho inyan hakna shemakna banidba mashi yeshu halav." And after mina tuva imahani mechila lekotn. Vasovim zat acheres makna lekotn lo mahani minatora imahani kodem shehil tzora zerba. Now, here he's giving a question whether you can be mochel to a kotn. In other words, there are two issues in mechila by a kotn. One is the issue whether a cotton can be mochel, and the other issue is can you be mochel to a cotton? Where one question is that the cotton lent you money, and now the cotton wants to be mochel, can he be mochel? That's one issue. The other issue is where you lent money to a cotton, and now you want to be mochel to the cotton, could you be mochel to the cotton? Well, one is the cotton being mochel, and one is you being mochel to the cotton. Okay? So he wants to say that if in the case where you want to be mochel to the cotton, you know, there's a famous story parenthetically. You know the story? The famous story with mechila by cotton? Anyway?
No.
Can I say it?
Yeah.
Okay. The famous story goes that there was a certain bar mitzvah boy in Eretz Yisrael, I don't know, Bnei Brak, wherever he was, and he was having his bar mitzvah party, and who should show up at his bar mitzvah party? None other than the stipler. What do you think of that? The stipler shows up at your bar mitzvah, uninvited. Uninvited, the stipler shows up at his bar mitzvah. So, no one could figure out. I mean, everyone was happy to have the stipler at the bar mitzvah, you know, but they couldn't figure out. I mean, the stipler has more other things to do with his time that he's going to just go to a bar mitzvah he wasn't even invited to. So why did he go to the bar mitzvah? So the way the story is written up is the following. That one time, while the kid, a year or two before that, the kid was davening in the same shul as the stipler. I think that's the Letterman shul, right? I'm sure some of you must have been there in B'nai Brak. The Letterman shul in B'nai Brak, that's where the stipler would daven. And there was a boy who was davening there, but he was holding a sefer that was a sitter, but to the stipler, it looked like a gemara. And it seemed to, but it really was a sitter. But the stipler thought he was just learning gemara during davening. So the stipler gave him some type of rebuke to the kid, and that he was learning during davening. And then the kid showed the stipler that he wasn't learning during davening. He was davening during davening, and it was the stipler's mistake. And the stipler felt very bad. But he said he can't ask mechila now because the cotton can't be mocha. So he was on his mind that he did something wrong to another human being, and so he wanted to be there at the first second that the kid would turn bar mitzvah, so he'd be able to ask mechila from the kid. So therefore, he showed up to the bar mitzvah party. So as soon as the kid is now 13 years and one day, he'd be able to ask mechila from the kid because he wronged this particular young man. Okay, that's the cycle story about mechila the cotton. Oh, so the question is that the stipler here wants to know, what about mechila to a cotton? Mechila to a cotton. So let's just talk for a second. What's the halakha? Can a cotton own money or not? Is a cotton able to own money or not?
Yes.
If I want to give a present to a cotton, can I give it to him?
Yes.
Yeah.
What if a cotton finds a lost object in the street? Is he Kohen?
Yeah.
Yes or no?
No.
Yes.
Yeah? Who says no?
I love it.
Do you want to take a vote? Who says that the cotton, if the cotton picks up a lost object, and then I go over to the cotton and I twist his arm and make him give it to me, am I a ganef or not?
Yes.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Oh, so take a look at both sides quickly on. There's a famous type of. Probably one of the most famous Tosfos. We did this a little bit of this Tosfos when we did Ksudas last year on the on Samachet on the day in Masechet Sanhedrin, the beginning of Ben Sora Mora. It's one of the very important Tosfos. So. So take a look on that Tosfos Dibur Maskil Cotton. You see it? On Samachas of the Day, page 136. Okay? Now keep going down, it's like a quarter of the way down. The first word of the line is the hardest man. The hardest man. Okay, you got it, Ramosa?
Yeah?
Yeah. The hardest man by Nizokin, to see us perish, the cotton, Yeshman Gezel, Mitzay Darke Shalom. That the halacha is, if a cotton or a cherish, a retarded person or a cotton, finds an object. You see, a little kid finds a little baseball in the street and he wants to keep it. He wants to keep it. There's no steam on him. So it's totally an Aveda, and the kid wants to keep it. And now, someone wants to take it away from the kid. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says in Gittin, Yesh Bahem Gezel Mitnei Darkei Sholem. That if you take it away from the cotton, it's not real Gezel. It's only Mitnei Darkei Sholem you shouldn't do it. Meaning, if you're going to take it away, you know, the kid's father is going to get angry with you and it's going to start a whole fight. But Me'ikir Adin, what? What's it do? You can take it away. Why? Because he's not told it. See, if a gadol, if a person above bar mitzvah finds a lost object in the street and someone takes it away from him, that's called gezel gadol. That's real gezel. Here we're saying it's not real gezel. It's just what? Mitnei darkei sholem. But then, Tosfos continues, and this is the famous Aval Midoraisa law. But Midoraisa, it's not gezel. It's not gezel. Because the cotton can't be koneh. But Tosfos says, Das acheres matne osam shayni. But Tosfos says is an exception. If it's just a lost object that you find in the street, so then the cotton's not koneh. But if somebody is giving a cotton a matana, if somebody is giving a cotton a matana, so then the halacha is, according to this opinion in Tosfos, that since das acheres matna means there's someone else who's giving it to him. The whole problem that a cotton is not koneh is because there's no das. So when he picks up a lost object, what? There's no das. Right? Because he doesn't have das, and no one's giving it to him. So there's no das from either part. So that's by a mitzvah. That's by a lost object. There's no das. But by a lot, by a matana, so even though he doesn't have das, the lot, the giver has das. So this is the famous shita of that even though cotton is not kona, a mitzvah, minatora, but a matana, he is kona minatora. Because das acheres makne, he's kona minatora. And that is the opinion of this point. Okay? Not all the Rishonim agree to this. Right? Some Rishonim hold, and that's the famous shach. Maybe we did it in a packet, I think when we learned maybe about the three, like 4 years ago maybe, that the Shach's opinion is that even by Das Acheres Machner, he argues with Tosfos. Even by Das Acheres Machner, since the cotton himself doesn't have the Das, the cotton is not Kona. But Tosfos' Shita is to be Mechalek Mitzia from Matana. By Mitzia, a cotton is not Kona, so Midaraisa, you can just grab it away from him. Just be the rabbanim and say darkei sholem you shouldn't, but by a matana then the cotton is kona et mi deoraisa. Okay, that's one opinion in Tosfos. Then Tosfos says another thing later on. Go further down the both sides, really further down, like three quarters of the way down. The line begins. F har seyir. F har seyir. Three quarters of the way down. F har seyir. You got it? Yeah? F har seyir is the beginning of that line. Three quarters of the way down. Yes or no?
Yeah.
Okay. Inami, Tosa says, meaning even if you're going to tell me that das acheres matner a cotton's not koneh, the maase yodav the melachto uschar tircha shelo midoraisa. Maase yodav the melachto uschar tircha shelo midoraisa. There's another category that if a cotton works, and he, like the Rei Rav Shaftit example, he shovels the snow. And he gets $20 from that. So that is his midaraisa. Even if you're going to say that das acheres matzer, when you give a matana, not like Tosfos said before, the fee is only drabanon, a matana is a raisa because das acheres matzer means there's someone else, there's a das acheres, there's another person's mind, the giver, has das. So that's konam in a Torah, that's what Tosfos said before, and therefore Tosfos distinguishes between the Messiah and the Matana, right? But now, Moshe says, no, maybe not. Maybe even when someone gives you a Matana to a cotton, it's still not Konem in a Torah. But there's another possibility to be Konem in a Torah, and that is what? If the cotton does labor, if the cotton does something, and he earns it, so that is considered his Minat Torah. If he shovels the snow and he gets $20 for it, those $20 are his Minat Torah. If someone just wants to give him a $20 bill as a present, so according to the Tosus, before, he's told him Minat Torah. But according to this opinion of Tosus, no, he's not told him Minat Torah. It's the same thing like a Mitzvah. But in a situation where he earned it, it's not just a Matana. He did an Avoda. He shoveled the snow. He painted the. He swept the room. He did something. So then it is Minat Torah. That the Schach Kirchhoff is his Midaraisa. Okay? So comes out, we have two opinions. What's the story of cotton being called as something? One opinion says that a cotton could be called it if it's Das Acheret Matzah. Then he's called him Minat Torah. Someone else is giving it to him. But if Matthew not, the other opinion says no. Even if someone's giving it to him, he's not Kone Minat Torah. So the only time he's Kone in a situation where he did labor for someone else, and now someone is paying him for the labor he did, then Allah is, he's Kone Minat Torah. Okay? So those are the two opinions in Tosafot. Now, the disciple wants to know, what's the halacha if somebody's mochel to a cotton? If somebody's mochel to a cotton, in other words, the cotton gave them, somebody lent $100 to a cotton. And now they want to say to the cotton, mochel, mochel the $100. So what's the story? So, go back in the cycler on page 22. So we said before that the cycler has this chatira, well, it's really from the Machan Ephraim. Because the Machan Ephraim has a shayla, whether what? Whether mechila is achna or siluk. And the Machan Ephraim says, that the Nachkimina is whether you can do it Bal Korcha, whether you can do it Bal Korcha, because if it's Hakna, you can't be Matna something to somebody that they don't want, but if it's Siluk, then it will work. So Joseph said, the disciple says, the line 3, 4, 5, 6, 6 line, Shit, the Nachkimina Tuba, Imahani Mechila Kot. Will mechila help for a cotton? Where hasovrim didas acheres matne lecotton lo mahani minat Torah. Whereas according to the opinion that das acheres matne doesn't work, he is das acheres matne first. So then you can view mechila like a das acheres matne. It's like you're giving it to the cotton. But if you hold that mechila doesn't work, that das acheres matne doesn't work, like the second opinion of Tosfos, will mechila work or not? So then what's the trap? So if you hold it's a haknah, then it's not going to work. Because the haknah doesn't work for a cotton, according to the opinion that even that acheret matne doesn't work. But if you hold the what? It's a siluk. So the mail, that means when you lent the money to the cotton, $100 a week ago, it was already his. And the mail, now you're being sound like you just, you're not being machmir anything to him. You're just foregoing your right. Remember, it was his before because you lent him money. Now he's going to spend it, so it's his money. So, but if you hold that it's din haknah, so if you hold that that's a heres machmir makes a difference, like the first opinion in Tosfos, then fine. But if not, then no. Okay. So those are some of the famous raids. Famous raid on Mechila is whether Mechila is Atna or Siluk, and the Nachkamina is Bar Korcha, and the nafkamina is a cup. So let's just review what we said today. We discussed the, we started off with the Machane Ephraim, discussing whether Hakna, whether Mechila is a Hakna or a Siluk, and the Nafkamina where the word Balkarka, because you can't give somebody a present Balkarka, but you could do Siluk Balkarka, because Siluk just means that you already gave it to him from before. You're just not exercising your right to extricate it from him now. That was the first Shaila. And then we discussed what's the story of the cotton. Now I told you the cycle story, and then we discussed what's the story of the cotton. Can the cotton be konen in a Torah? So we said by Yitzhia, definitely not. And the first opinion in Tosus says that Matana is different than Yitzhia, because Matana is Das Acheres Machna, someone else is giving it to him, so there is Das involved. The giver is supplying the Das. Mashenki Mitzia, there's no giver and there's no taker. If the taker is a cotton, he doesn't have that. So but if there's a giver, then it's going to work. But the second opinion in Tosa says no, that even when there's a giver, the cotton's not a koner. He's only koner when he does a malacha, and then you pay for him, then he's koner in a Torah. And then we discuss what the shayla of being mokel to a cotton. If you be mokel, in other words, you lend the cotton $100 and now you want to be mokel to him. So the cipher says, if, according to the second opinion in Tosis in Sanhedrin, that Das Acheres Machna doesn't make a difference, and here it wasn't earned, so then if it's Achna, it's only going to be Midrabanan. He's not going to be Onan in our Torah. But if it's a Siluk, so then a Siluk means you gave it to him before. You just bemoaned your ability to take it from him, and then it'll be okay. Okay, about that? That is what I wanted to discuss in Yoni Mechila. Coming up, we have a lot of famous. Maybe we'll start this tomorrow about making a bracha. I told you this. I told you, can get this shayla on an empty Esuar Shabbaton. You know, a kid comes to you and says that he still is not yet keeping kashrus yet. Hopefully one day he will. But now he's learning about halachas of making brachas, of making hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz, and making shahakol. And at the dinner table, they're going to have non-kosher meat. So should he make a shahakol on it now? And on the non-kosher meat, or did he say that when you're eating non-kosher, you don't make a bracha? So what's the halakha? So that position is going to be a coming shiur. You care about that?
You're doing that tomorrow?
Yeah, could be we'll do that tomorrow, Reza Shem. I think we're up to that.
Okay.
Yeah, it could be it'll take 2 days to do. But Reza Shem, about that? Hopefully we'll start this topic tomorrow. I wish you all a great day. I miss you all. I can't wait to see you all. And you should all be well.
Thank you.